SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Powerful blizzard raging through the Sierra Nevada mountains and a long stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California, as well as numerous ski resorts, have remained closed. Tens of thousands of homes still without power in parts of California and Nevada. Crews still battling that massive wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. At least two people are dead. Hundreds of homes and barns have been destroyed. South Korean and U.S. military set to launch a huge-scale annual military drill coming up this week.
Dubbed Freedom Shield, the operation is a response to North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. It's a command post training exercise involving computer simulations and will coincide with separate field exercises held jointly by the two militaries. The drills are set to begin Monday and will run through the 14th of the month. Pyongyang has been angered by such drills in the past, viewing them as an invasion rehearsal. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a rough opening day at Six Flags over Georgia.
Several fights broke out inside the park, and that led to an exchange of gunfire between suspects and police, with cops sending one of the miscreants to the hospital. Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there was some 600 people running around the venue and fighting Saturday evening. Gunshots rang out as police tried to usher people out of one of the park's gates. Several arrests were made. Similar problems plagued opening day last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Democratic infighting, rattling elections in swing congressional districts in California that could be the key to helping determine control of the U.S. House. Heading into the primaries Tuesday, Democrats are hoping to regain seats the party lost in 2020. This is SRN News. A new poll on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom announcing an ad campaign urging voters in several GOP-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee. The abortion trafficking bill, sponsored by GOP legislators, would make it a felony for an adult to recruit a minor to go out of state. This is SRN News. Well, good news for American consumers.
Price increases for cars and trucks, which helped fuel inflation for nearly 3 years, are slowing and in some cases falling, helping cool overall inflation and giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. Behind the price slowdown is a vastly expanded number of vehicles on dealer lots after years of severe shortages. With more autos available, the pressures that had sent prices surging have eased. The rising availability suggests that 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new car or truck. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of senior doctors rallying in the South Korean capital to express their support for younger doctors who've been on strike nearly 2 weeks, that over a government plan to increase the number of med school admissions. Sunday's rally coming one day after the government said it would begin to take steps to suspend a number of medical licenses. More details at SRNNews.com.